for Kids Q here on 97.9 The Hill. Our kids question of the week, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It has always been such a great way to start a conversation with not just the child in your life, but also with your friends and family. Kids Q is made possible by Glee Kids, now open in Southern Village. Be sure to shop for kids' clothing, books, toys, games, and gifts, because Glee Kids offers big style for your little one. Holiday shopping days are almost in the single digits. It's hard to believe. So be sure to visit Glee Kids in Southern Village to pick up those last minute gifts just in time for Christmas. For this week's Kids Q, I'm joined in the studio by our own Allie Evans. Happy Wednesday, Allie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing okay. I have to say, we're getting closer and closer to the main winter holidays. I know Christmas is probably what most folks in our community celebrate among so many of the other holidays. It hasn't felt very much like the end of the year to me. I think it's because it's still so warm outside. But I've had kind of a hard time getting into the holiday spirit, you know?
Me too. And I have not even decorated my house for Christmas.
Really?
And it's the 15th. And as the days and hours go on, the likelihood that I do it decreases, because I'll just be sitting there thinking about how I have to take them down in 2 weeks.
Right.
So yeah, I'm not doing a good job of getting myself into the holiday spirit. But Kids Q helps.
Kids Q does help. And well, let's take a look at this week's question. It is, what is the best holiday song? Which I think is a really good question, but it's kind of tough because there are so many out there. I don't know about you, but we do have some kids who joined us recently from Skajaja who did have some answers to this. Shall we hear what they have to say
Let's try and get some ideas? My brain will start working.
All right. Here's what Mackenzie and Malaya had to say in terms of what they think is the best holiday song.
My favorite holiday song, of course, Mariah Carey, her famous song.
All I want for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Christmas by Mariah Carey. It's a great Christmas song. Gets you in the spirit for sure.
I don't even celebrate Christmas, but like, for some reason, last Christmas, I love that song. I can't remember by who. Is it Wham?
Yeah.
It's just a very beautiful song. I love that song.
Okay, two very good nominations there.
I really appreciate that whoever spoke first could not even remember the name of All I Want for Christmas Is You, but knew that Mariah Carey, who begins to rise again on December 1st, that was the best holiday song, even though she couldn't remember the title.
Yeah.
Because she's right.
Yeah. So that's your choice? You think that's the one?
So I have two answers. That one is like my fun pop, you know, silly festive one. I also really like Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays by NSYNC. But I think the best one is So This Is Christmas, the like War Is Over.
Oh yeah,
song.
The John Lennon song.
It's John Lennon, and then there's an Adam Levine version from Maroon 5.
Okay.
That I really like. He has a really nice like falsetto voice to sing that. And so I think that one is my classic. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also, we used to go to Midnight Mass every year growing up as a kid. And if you got there early, starting at like 11, the chorus at church would sing, the choir, like your classic Christmas songs. So there's something like so magical about listening to like Silent Night on Christmas Eve while you're waiting for Christmas, especially when you're little. I mean, music like can truly set the tone for how you're feeling and your excitement level. So I don't know. I just
especially
said three
live music
in like a couple seconds. But
yeah. Yeah. I think Last Christmas is a really fun one in terms of just like the non-traditional on the pop side. I really like Last Christmas. I don't really listen to all that much holiday music. I would say one of my Christmas traditions is there's like a CD of all different types of kind of random artists and older Christmas songs that my family would always put on, specifically when we're decorating the Christmas tree. And so when I think of like doing that and listening to that specific playlist in that specific order, which I think I have like memorized and it just ingrained in my brain now, like that's kind of what I associate with that. I don't know if I could pick a best holiday song from that. I will say, I mean, kind of the classic that comes to mind to me is sleigh ride. Like being a band kid, especially a percussionist,
right?
Sleigh Ride is a really fun song that pretty much every single like ensemble band plays because it's pretty easy in terms of the melody. You don't need all that many parts, but percussion is so much fun because there are a lot of different parts to it. And you get the best part, which is like the whip crack at the end, which is so easy and so much fun because it's like the rare percussion solo.
Yep.
But there's also some pressure that comes with it too. But you, in addition to that, you have the sleigh bells, you've got the temple blocks to do the horse hooves. I think I'm going to go with Sleigh Ride because you just kind of hear it everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't even need lyrics to get in the festive spirit when you hear that song.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm thinking of like holiday films that I hear those songs and I think of that film. And two of them, obviously, All I Want for Christmas Is You at the end of Love Actually is up there. Because all the like storylines that have been happening are coming together. But I really like the music when Kevin McAllister starts to prepare his house for the Wet Bandits to come try and...
in Home Alone. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, I never thought that like a montage could be, you know, so like high stakes and Christmas music.
I also like for the Chapel Hill people, the James Taylor version of Merry Little Christmas. That one's
Yeah.
I really like that one.
That's a good one.
A top tier song.
And I think we can agree the worst holiday song is Baby It's Cold Outside.
I do agree.
Well.
No, it's always been bad kind of from the start.
Yeah.
It's just not very festive either.
No. Sort of creepy.
And even when you try and update it, it never comes off as right.
Right.
Know? Yeah. That one's pretty easy. I'm trying to think of some other lower tiers. Never been a fan of chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
No.
I've never been a fan of that line because that also seems like it hasn't aged very well. But that song is good. What other are like not great holiday songs out there?
I don't know.
Jingle Bells
maybe
is a little
that's why
overused,
it's so like.
You know?
Maybe that's why Christmas music resonates so much with people because it's like, is there really just only one bad one? Like bad.
I guess we just don't remember the
asterisk,
bad ones too.
I mean,
that's part of it. Is that the ones that get introduced and that don't have staying power, we don't go around singing them each year. We don't remember them.
And like, good on you if you're an artist putting out new Christmas music because there's a lot of it already, and it's got to be really hard to come up with the next, like, All I Want for Christmas Is You, or Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Yeah.
I think we're good on Christmas music.
Yeah.
Just do covers. Don't try and make a new Christmas song.
It's definitely bold if they put it out there. Well, I'm curious to hear other people's responses to this, too. The kids' question is, what is the best holiday song? So if you have any fun answers, be sure to let us know about them on social media. And, you know, if you go back and revisit any of our other kids' cues from 2021, I mean, we're getting kind of toward the end, but we have had a ton of really fun, engaging questions throughout this year. You can always check out our kids' cue archives on chapelboro.com. Thanks, as always, to Glee Kids for presenting Kids' Cue. Again, they're in Southern Village, and if you want to learn how your little one can get in on the conversation here on the air, be sure to follow them on Instagram at Glee Kids Chapel Hill. And thanks to Mackenzie and Malaya, who recently joined us from Skajaja, to help answer this week's Kids' Cue. And thank you, of course, to Allie Evans for joining me and helping me talk about all of these great holiday songs.
I feel a little more holiday spirit than I did when I came in.
So. Same here.
Thank you.
Same here. Mission accomplished.